That's the sound of incoming Virginia Tech freshmen, lots of them, doing what they do at something called Hokie Camp. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
Right. Virginia Tech has a tradition where a few hundred incoming freshmen go down to the 4-H Center at Smith Mountain Lake to kind of make that transition from leaving home, play dodgeball, play capture the flag, and learn some Hokie traditions.
Well, David, there were a couple of surprise participants this year.
There was a freshman from Connecticut who was sitting around, decided to chat up the middle-aged guy sitting next to him, only to discover that this middle-aged guy was Sands, the new president of Virginia Tech.
Mrs. Sands was there as well, and according to the story, they didn't just come to watch, they came to compete.
The president went to the blue team, his wife, Laura Sands, went to the black team, and they played catch the flag. In fact, the Roanoke Times, the photograph of President Sands chucking a dodgeball. It looks like he's played that game before.
The president is also establishing himself on Twitter. You'll find him at VT Sands Man. The Hokie Camp story is from the Roanoke Times. It was written by Tanya Moxley. In our next story, when Appomattox County supervisors realized they were facing a $540,000 budget deficit, they decided to demonstrate their concern to the voters by cutting their own pay. David, this has been a popular item on VA News.
Right, this is a story by Katrina Korting, a reporter with the Lynchburg News and Advance, who covers Appomattox County, which is a rural county where part-time supervisors and school board members at the start of this year earn a total of $4,800 a year.
That was at the start of the year. How about now?
Apparently, the supervisors decided symbolically to cut their own pay back in July. They cut their salary from $4,800 a year to $3,840.
And David, that move apparently took the school board by surprise.
Pressure was then on the school board to follow suit. In most counties like Appomattox, the biggest expense is the schools, and there's always some sparring between the school board and supervisors over what is the proper funding level of schools. And in this case, the school board and supervisors are kind of a race to the bottom in terms of paying themselves.
So the school board, after failing in its first try, passed its own pay cut on a second vote.
Right, the vote was 3-2. Now members of the school board will make $4,032. The chairman had always made a little bit more. They decided to split the chairman's stipend equally.
That totals $8,200 off the deficit, David.
There's no word on where the supervisors are going to find the remaining $532,000 to balance the budget. Clearly, the supervisors are leading the school board to a place they didn't want to go. But you know, you can only imagine if they didn't cut their pay, what would happen next year when they came around for an increase, when they're not even willing to bite the bullet themselves.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.